The daily mindfulness, the continuous mindfulness, that one becomes sati sampajana. That sati sampajana is the one that actually allow you to understand many, many things. The pusatao, you need that. You don't go through that, you cannot understand the pusatao. Then after that, you can alternate between the formal sitting and the daily life cultivation. Then when the two together move, you become very different. You become very different.
So, 现在都一直在 daily 里面的去, 哇,真的是发现到一, 在 daily 里面要去 stabilize 它, 这个 relax 非常的重要。
Yeah, 很重要, and 不容易 to determine and do it. And when it comes, 哇,很奥妙, very beautiful. 他的 daily mindfulness 一来的时候啊, 你整个人不一样去, 哇, you are throughout the day, you know, in the state of sati, you know? And your mind states are so different. Everything you do is in sati, you know? That is the real sati sampajana. That during that time, a lot of things you never see before, you start to see, you start to understand. Then a lot of the higher understanding keep on arising. Everything you lay your awareness on, the understanding unfolds. And whatever you see, it unfolds. But that one really, really very unique, very powerful. And that direct seeing, the direct observation, the specific phenomenal awareness, and the spacious awareness, that thing completely manifests. And your mind is so different after that. That's how the Dhamma unfolds, the understanding keep on unfolding. Then when you do the formal meditation that time, you go deep into it. You know how to relax into it, silent, and let the nature do. And then that transformation will actually transform you again. Then your daily mindfulness transform again. That's why there is a lot of transformation that will happen.
So, Brett, 这两个是一直, 要, I mean, 讲啊, 很像就, 要两个都要去 cultivate
咯，要去修，因为 the daily mindfulness 有 daily mindfulness 的 unique cultivation. Because you don't have the daily mindfulness, a lot of the very fine subtle defilement you cannot see. You cannot see means you cannot root out, you cannot understand. Then you cannot understand why the Buddha call it anusaya, latent tendency, then the asava, then you cannot differentiate between the minor conceit, very subtle one, the very fine suffering within, the very fine delusion and defilement. So they come through the back door and all those things. Only the very, very stable sati sampajana can allow you to see all this and understand all this. That's why daily mindfulness, the stability of it is very important. Actually, if you cannot do it, the wisdom is limited. It cannot penetrate deeper. You need to do that one. So always remember, the wisdom part and the consciousness, they must go hand in hand. If you go consciousness too fast, your wisdom lag behind, then your understanding is limited and you cannot go very deep into consciousness. But I realize when your wisdom is already there, your consciousness will penetrate very deep.